microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am your boy, J Love, and beside me is my homeboy, my ace, my hip-hop partner, Blaze Rock. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get in on one of these HP touchpads for $100. So, you know, I'm kind of in outer space right now.
But for $100, we were just talking just a second ago about technology and wanting to play some Justice Timberlake. I might have to dip into my account for
that.
Yo, everybody, this episode we're gonna do something that I hope that we'll bring back on occasion. We're gonna have what I like to call a little hip-hop panel. We're gonna have a little round table panel. My boy Star Saxon is gonna be joining us. Say what's up, man.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
And then we got the one and only, and we played his stuff before, a real cool dude. He was the first person I thought about with doing this. Mean Doe Green, what's going on, man?
Peace, man. Glad to be here.
Tell me. I appreciate it. So I know we're going to have, these are some intellectual dudes. And if you know Blaze and I, we like to have that conversation. We don't, you know, Blaze, I think you know what I'm alluding to. So we want to keep it.
You know what I'm saying? Hold up, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, we're going to get into a couple tracks and then dive right into a couple of the bits of conversation that we're going to have. We hope it's going to be entertaining for y'all. So we're going to get into Chino XL's called Nice. And then after that, Game featuring Big Boy and E-40, Speakers on Blast. Doe, I want you to keep in mind, with Game having so many of his tracks on his album release, and I'm going to ask you a question about that when we get back in a sec, man. But you are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
You gotta admit when I'm rhyming, it's nice, your heart is my pinata. My wordplay will astound, I make your mom say wow. Ironically, wow is the word mom upside down. Trying to separate myself from my bizarre persona, like a rabid cadaver trying to stab his own organ donor. I walked the kilometer, tried to be common. I'd empty this liquid monotop lava, shot into your yarmulke. Upon my lava algorithm, stabber, married coward, laughing, bratting children, slappers, wisdom. This isn't sadomasochism, it's a crass addiction and dastardly diction. Have you tap out of submission, a beast like Baptiste of the Puerto Rican edition. The script phenomenon with the Smith Corona type writer, the Unabomber. Ted Kaczynski wrote his manifesto on America. Better invest in its urban environment or get demolished like them London riots. Yeah. I'm pissing on Arizona immigration laws outside of my vehicle with Casey Anthony's severed head hanging from my rear view. I'm out of my mind, that ancient from the cellar, evil being blind. Even Helen Keller's favorite color was Chino. I'm nice. Yo, this is one of them days when you just feel nice, you know what I mean? When the words just come nice, you know what I mean? Behind this mic, I feel home, son, I feel home. Reconstruction. Now it's Chino everything. I use the verse as a murder weapon. word shredding. Sometimes living in hell's giving the best view of heaven. Come witness my venomous threat. You know a death pet, born without a heart, created straight from Satan's chemistry set. Will I ever be outshined? Still remains to be seen. Till I'm in a museum with a sign, remains to be seen. You watch it, a man that standing at the crossroads, out of poor souls, lower softer than them Glee episodes. You think I'm starving at heart? I'm charging the scenery beautifully. How you figured that the Garden of Eden would be? Okay. Problem with a nigga, I say it to their face. Fuck steps to perfection. I am a staircase. Pull Bill O'Reilly's spine out. You figure I'm an overdose before you even get official word. Amy Winehouse, minor weaponry from the time of the Byzantines. You talking metaphysically, but Chino's metal physically. The epitome of infinity and validity of my divinity. Half animal activity, only monster in captivity. Legitimately resurrect any gladiator from Sicily. He won't pattern a manage to match my intensity mentally. I'm nice. When the blessing is just coming to you and shit, and you surrounded by your niggas like you about to run motherfuckers over, just feel nice. Roll the windows down and shit, you know what I mean? Cause I'm home behind this mic. I feel right at home behind this shit. Yeah, now it's you know everything. You could be this nice in your next life or something. Just die and follow the light that's right, like that Oslo gunman. You rhyme like a woman that's got always. Laughter's the best medicine, so your records then should cure AIDS. To quote my mom, I'm a thick-skinned son of a bitch. I'd walk through rose bushes for the thorns whenever I itch. Was captured and branded and vanquished in an ancient anguish. Faced the brazy face of hatred and made it my base language. The horror carver, the angry fantasma, spitting sangre and fugata. Leave your head sliced on a silver platter. Mañana, mañaca, caca on your favorite vodka rapper. Sick laughter, witchcraft that is bastard is master. Six pastors of masses to axes to madness. Monastic violence like Pontius Potter's bandits giving Jesus back whippings and lashes. Viva Latino, when Chino do a show, there'll be nobody hustling outside of your local Home Depot. Ridiculous flow, perfected inside of my raps. Greatness, a destination that you will not arrive at. I hear the uncomfortable silence when I drop my verses. It's agreed on by churches that I'm the idol you can worship. Brolic and hypnotical in public or in solitude. I'm liable to stop and bother the human mind and molecules. Not bitter with a vendetta, just a mile ahead of these non-spitters that are considered the fittest trendsetters. My pen sentence like Lucifer was my babysitter. Till I'm surrounded by every stepdaughter of Bruce Jenner. She no significant even when I just speak and brag. My birth certificate is green on the Puerto Rican flag.
It's not usual, the game be all up on some South shit. Straight West Coasting, you can tell by my outfit. Red natty fitted, blood in, blood out shit. Empty jelly jars, nigga bird in the couch shit. The mad rapper, Oscar the Grouch shit. Except when I'm hopping out of cans, I'm pulling out shit. Dipping a photo, double X, 3D polo. If hip-hop was the lead, I'd beat the motherfucking logo. Your last shit was so-so, you should sign to Jermaine. I've been hard since I was solo. Niggas, they feel my pain, I make it rain without the strippers. Go against the grain and push your shit back like some clippers. I bang and then I hang out at the Staples like Blake Griffin. You can tell I'm getting money the way that glass house is sitting. I mash out the scripting like Nash when I'm dipping, feeling like God's son, the way that it was written. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I got another ounce up in the stash. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I take two hits and then I pass. I see the cops in the rear view. Why can't a motherfucker chill in the car feeling like Missy? Why you all up in my grill? They must know that I got bird stash all up in my grill. Camouflaged by the armor all while it's sparkling off my wheels. And I fuck hoes that prey on Dwight Howard and Shaquille. Not them throwback rats, they be showing on College Hill. For real, I think my first album sold 5 mil. And you say to yourself that he is broke. Why, how the hell am I ballin' like Spalding? I did a couple of movies, now agents calling and calling. Can't get to the phone right now because my boss is all in this bitch mouth. When did we start taking these tricks out? Now she go run her big mouth and tell her girlfriend. You had her all up in the wind, blowing your cheese on Louboutins, and now that bitch is in the wind. And after the next draft, she gon' start that cycle again. How you claiming that bitch when she with him? Come again. Cause them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask. Cause I got another ounce up in the stash. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? I don't even ask, cause I take two hits and then I pass.
daddy fat sacks. If my balls are on your chin, then can you tell me where my dick's at? Gag order, ghetto head, hunter head, buster through the chit chat. I skip to the loo, my darling, bring the thunder, I'm the lightning that strikes twice. Motherfucker, call me massa, cause I run the plantation and I'm whooping niggas asses if they disrespect the presentation. Below the Mason Dixon, we basing the bases, never missing pimping. You can embrace it or come face to face with total devastation. My mojo is never fading, I'm in my Optimus Prime, transform. Switch it up, heat it up, speed it up, that means I'm gone. Light years ahead of your buzz, toy stories and club songs, black on. The AT aliens are phoning home, but I feel like a librarian, cause styles are being loaned out like books. A castle full of crooks, rape and pillage, they'll do anything for money while misleading the village.
The boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask, cause I got another ounce up in the stash. The boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask, cause I take two hits and then I pass.
Not from New England, but I pack a Patriot.
A Patriot.
Not from Atlanta, but I got Decatur.
Decatur.
Not from Chicago, but I'm a Bay.
I'm a Bay.
I'm a Bay Area nigga. 49er Raider. I'm about my bread, man.
Bread,
I ain't no suck.
I ain't no suck.
None of these bitch ass niggas soft as table butt.
Table butt.
I'm about my riches, magazine street hustler.
You can ask your uncles, daddies, mothers, and your older brothers.
Older brother. But I used to flea flick dish that Yola white. That white. Selling that below the retail price.
The price.
I'm a rare breed like the Black Club, get it right.
Get it right.
Desperado like Toriano, shout out to Dynamite.
I got my red cup,
red, and some green.
And some green.
What kind of green you smoking, Pierre?
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
My nigga, let me hit that there here.
Do your thing.
How many rumpers in your trunk?
415.
Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass. Mash on the gas. Am I getting high? Don't even ask, cause I got another ounce up in the stack. Them boys want their music on blast. Don't turn it down, turn it up every time the cops pass.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Once again, with my partner Blaze Rock, got Mean Dope Green, got Star Saxon. Now, real quick, I'm going to ask y'all, because I'm going to get into something in a second, but Game has been releasing song after song after song from the Red album. Yo, first, Mean Dope Green, I got to ask you, what is your thought about releasing so many tracks from an album? Because it seems as if the whole album is out there, not just because it's leaked, but because he's putting it out there. What are your thoughts on that, man?
I think personally it takes away from the integrity of the project. Now, if you're putting out songs to reboost your appeal that don't have anything to do with the project, boost the energy up for it, that's one thing. But I think he's overcompensating for the internet era and worried about leaks and this and that and the other. But, you know, I like what Jay-Z and Kanye did. They just put it out on iTunes first, forced you to go get it. So it brought the sales back to the game. So, me personally, on his level where Game is, you know, he got platinum plaques, man. He done dropped mixtape after mixtape with Perfect Patron and the other one that he dropped this year. I think it would have been better, if that was just my opinion, if he would have just, you know, dropped some songs that wasn't on the album just to reboost the thing. But, you know, that's just how I feel about it.
All right, Star Saxon, man. So that's coming from the artist's point of view, and I can definitely, and I kind of agree with him on that. But Star Saxon, so coming from the patron, from the consumer, what are your thoughts, man?
Yo, with all those leaks, I'll never buy the album. I got homies downloading. I got Blogspot streaming. If all your jump offs are on mad web pages, there's no incentive to spend the money, man. There's no incentive. That's a quarter tank of gas. If you're breaking me off for free, that's going into the gas tank.
Church. Yeah, hey. I mean, the other thing I got to say, at least, especially with the Game, it's like everything seemed mad random, though. It seemed like he'll put a track out, and then, you know, a couple people will be into it, or, you know, his base core fan base will be into it, and then everybody else will just be like, all right, that's cool, it's Game. Then he'd be like, but wait, I got more. You know, and then next thing you know, it's another track. Then he's like, you know, I'm on some grown man, this another track to follow that. It's like everything he does needs a soundtrack, but he's forgetting that he's in the business of selling music. And like my man said, if you giving it away in all the places that I frequent and all the locations that I usually can procure music and all the different trucks that music fall off the back of, you giving me no reason to really have to purchase an album that I probably won't like all the way out through.
Word. And it's like, yo, just make a hot video, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The video should circulate like 2-3 weeks before Trump. And you don't got to do no more, no worry about no leaks. I mean, sure, leaks are going to happen, but, you know, we should be talking about the hot video. You know, I should be sending people links to that, not like the whole album. That's just stupid.
I hear you on that. Hey, we gonna get real quick. We gonna get into a couple quick songs. We gonna come back because Star Saxon, I'm gonna put you on blast in a second. I know you went to see Rock the Bells just recently, but I'm gonna put you on blast some, y'all. So I want y'all to think about an embarrassing moment in hip hop. We gonna open up a little bit here on Microphone Masters Radio Show. So we gonna get into K. Cola featuring Hope. It's called Need That. We're gonna get into Consequence called the Kumate. I know I'm mispronouncing it, but we gonna get into that. We gonna come right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Gaining my weight, man. I'm buff right now. Real talk, this body too solid. She like me, 100 my rider. The brute thug and the whole hood know it. That's me when you see it. If you like it, don't show it. That's mine to the tanks on E. Never catch a not right, a reflection of me. Fresh in the street, advancement delete. Like Mike, don't try, boy. You reach, I teach. You can drive to them hoes. I know better, homie. I'm driving the home while she burning up my clothes. Bonnie Parker and Clyde Burrow, all thorough. Straight, no chase. She riding through all hurdles. I need that.
Found hey. Way going. Right. And is there room enough for two? Cause I wanna come with you in your backpack. Oh, alone, out of the microscope. We're sinking into a black
been through. Lust where I've been at. Hard on my sleeve. Black scale on my his at. Broke his ass. On the corner run his app. You cool where you at. Your throne is my lizard. We forever good. Always right where I belong. Even by you in the bed. I kick your rappers off songs. Right or wrong. I be a man and bring it home. I'm a shadow when you smile. Living young and loving grown. I sing on. Pick up games with my ring on. My thing on. Check my skin. You can read on. A brute by nature. You should hear us when we be on. I sing on. Hope right, big king on.
Serving catfish, I just want what I deserve about this rap shit. And to some that may seem quite audacious, but soon you'll get the picture like I sent it through Snapfish. The facts is I divide with the R say. I get pounds from Jay-Z and party with Beyonce. Suffice it to say, I done came a long way from when I got arrested on the subway like Devontae. And now they all say I keep it way thorough, so the phone calls coming in be like DJ Hero. They asking, could you cut out all that beefing like you a butcher and stop punking these fools like Ashton Kutcher? But should you put your feet in my 23s, you wouldn't be bereaved until you seen somebody bleed. Yes, indeed, the flow is uncanny, cause I see the bitchin' niggas before they become a tranny. So whether you Chastity or Chaz, there's a chance you getting stabbed by the knife wielding maniac in front of a nice building. Cause I can't take it light until you pay your light bill, kid. So the only blank I wanna see filled in is on a check renting out in the amount of 1 million.
Bleed just like us, it's shown where you come from. Queens, leave a nigga done, son. Them fools bleed just like us, it's shown where you come from. I promise that there will be blood. Them fools bleed just like us, it's shown where you come from. Queens, leave a nigga done, son. Them fools bleed just like us. Welcome to the Kumite.
Y'all belong in the waste paper basket. Me, I chase paper to the casket. So the number one question they've been asking, yo, Cons, is it really that drastic? Of course it is, for that paper and plastic. Maybach, Ferrari, and even that Aston Martin music. My heart's not confused with the Peter, Paul, or Judas's. I don't care who it is. D-Dot's calling, B-Dot's calling, but to be the mad rapper was D-Dot's calling. So these are the kind of tricks we not falling for. So tell the Peter Parkers and the Clark Kents, I had my homie Harry slap on some darker tints. But that ain't enough for the bounty hunter who listened to his lost tapes and found his hunger. And realized if you want where to grind my summer, you gotta show the fans the truth about these motherfuckers, cause they deserve answers instead of backstabs. Since I'm done with that logo like the Gap bag, and it ain't about promo when I lunge jabs, but you ain't gonna have me like hammer on no punching bag. Nah, I throw haymakers at you Clay Aikens, cause for my A's and bacon, I come harder than a bitch with a leg shaking.
The fools just like us, it's shown where you come from. Queens, leave a nigga done, son. The fools bleed just like us, it's shown where you come from. I promise that there will be blood. The fools bleed just like us, it's shown.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. So,
okay. Hey, Jay, hold up, though. Hey, yeah, hold up, hold up, bro. Now, before the break, you mentioned the Kumite, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Now, you know where Consequence referenced that from, specifically?
No, go. You,
the Boondocks, man. The Boondocks. The Boondocks.
Okay. See, I don't watch it as religiously.
I watch every episode every once in a while.
I'm
gonna let you slide on that one for that. But I had to. I had every chance I get to mention the Boondocks. You know, I had to jump in there and be like, "Hey, that's the Boondocks." You know what I'm saying? Because you had that crazy wolf. Yeah. Anyway.
So but, the same way you just put me on blast. Thank you very much. Yeah. My homie, my partner. I'm gonna put my boy Star Saxon on blast. Now I wanna. We're gonna talk about Rock the Bells in a second, but this is what I want to talk about. Now, think about the most embarrassing artist maybe that you've paid to see or whose music you purchased, that they might not be, maybe they're not totally whack. Maybe their perception is something. Or maybe they are really whack and there's some guilty pleasure. Like for myself, I remember around the time when Will Smith dropped the Miami, you know, Welcome to Miami, and I bought that for my little brother at the time. But it was really because I wanted to listen to it when I went there down there and hung out with him. So that was my little guilty pleasure. I was bumping Will Smith and I was doing my thing and I was getting jiggy with it. So I have opened myself up to y'all. So now Star Saxon, real quick, and we're going to touch with everybody real in a second. Now, there's a certain artist that I think that you were going to watch perform and pay to see. Now, can you let the folks know and let the panel know about that, man?
All right, let me just set this off with a quick caveat. I'm a grown-ass man with a little bit more disposable when it comes to the United States. Later on this month of August, out here in L.A., I will be spending money to go see Oakland's finest, Krayshawn.
Oh,
to call
wow.
Me a nigga to my face.
Oh, wow.
I will be spending my hard-earned money to if she didn't call me nigga to my face. More importantly, since I'm too old to even flex on people about that shit, I'm going to see if the younger crowd, you know, this chick called these people niggas to their face. I think that's worth $15 alone. That actually sets the frame of where society is at this date. Not just society at large, but more importantly, the hip-hop streets. So I will definitely report back to let y'all know if she got away with it or if she actually has, like, what we said, carte blanche to call people niggas. I'm just so excited about this. It's going to be my fucking Labor Day weekend.
Hey, but when I first heard about the little, you know, the white girl mob in general, I mean, including, because, all right, I was confused, right? Because I hear these two. I heard Krayshawn, right? And when I first seen the name, I said Krayshawn. So they letting hood rats and, you know, and ghetto girls get it in right now, right? All right, cool. You know, I'm like equal opportunity in hip hop, right? Then I realized it was this skinny looking little rat white girl, right? And I'm like, what is she doing? Yeah, okay, so she sound, you know, she pretty much sound like everybody sound when they drunk and just trying to be funny. And then people was really buying it, like, yo, this is that dope, this the next. Then I hear about the other chick, V Nasty.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually the other one.
Yeah, it's
right.
V Nasty. Yeah. And I heard of her and I was like, okay, so now it's a clique of them. And yeah, I might sound real racist by saying it, but it's a clique of little white girls who have been chilling in the hood too long with too many black dudes, and now they feel like they black. And they said something like that a couple times. And so then they just start popping off nigga though. Like it's all good. And it immediately reminded me of the Boondocks. You know, when the teacher's like, you know, I mean, I hear niggas so often, I figured it was all right. And that's what and I honestly believe that's what it is, because there was a video not too long ago that this chick is in a room full of black dudes and three or four black girls. And she's rapping, if that's what you want to call it. And she, I mean, she dropping more N-bombs than anybody I know. And every black dude I know drops nigga left and right. So I'm like, so that's cool now? Like, I mean, that's what's hot in the streets. And I mean...
So here's my two... I got to get on this. So here's my thing, though.
All right,
twofold.
Man.
First, yeah. The Gucci single, the track is hot. Krayshawn is actually spitting for this day and age. I can't take that from her. What I find slightly disturbing is if you go on the net and you start looking her up on YouTube, anything else she's working with in terms of tracks, garbage.
Garbage.
No flow. Production is garbage. So I gotta come with my theory. It's totally unsubstantiated, but I believe one of them Odd Future niggas broke her off with a track, or some Oakland producer broke her off with a banger because they realized the track was worth more money with a white girl over it than some nigga from the hood. And then secondly, some nigga wrote her shit because she ain't never spit like that on anything else she fucking got.
Nope.
All so right. her shit is fucking like fabricated. Fuck it, I'm not even tripping.
I don't know how much time y'all
show me another hot fucking single. Show me another hot fucking track.
Ahead,
there is none
Dub.
From her.
Go ahead, Dub, yourself. Go ahead.
This is the ill part about when you say different nationalities using the word nigga, right?
Okay.
So, obviously, I'm from Northern California. I don't know how much time y'all spend up here. But it's the most annoying thing to me to hear, I'm talking about Asian people, white people, especially yeah. Mexican yes. people up here. Especially Mexican.
Okay.
If I could take you to my hood and go put you around 15 Asian dudes, and you're going to hear nigga 1,000 times more than Krayshawn say it.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, them dudes in the Bay, I mean, I'm not from there, so I can't really say for sure, but I think it's just like anything else. You say it so much, you become desensitized to it. Do I agree with it? Hell no. I mean, the main one, like, y'all niggas is tripping. Do you just hear it? I done got into it with cool white boys over there. Look, bro, we cool, but you just can't be saying nigga around me.
Right.
I ain't really, I'm kind of old school still.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We went through a lot to try to own that little phrase, man. You know what I'm saying? But as far as her as an artist, I don't have no comment, none, zero. You know, it's just ridiculous what we allow to happen to is what is our culture, which is hip hop.
Right.
I'm from the hip hop culture. I have no American culture. I have a hip hop culture. So. What we were supposed to take care of it, and as it got passed down, we forgot about that.
Yeah,
so we started letting, you know, Will Smith was the minority before.
Yeah.
Now he's the majority.
You know, so it was okay when it was the minority. It was okay when it was Vanilla Ice, Will Smith, yeah, Hammer, Dancing Around. But you had so many other artists to go to and get substance.
Yes.
That were in your face. So YouTube era made it be, you just got to get character. I just got to like you. Little B's a character. That's all he is.
Yes.
She's a character. She's a little white girl with a bunch of tattoos and some Ray-Bans on. So other little white girls that's rebellious against their suburban moms got tattoos and wear Ray-Bans is gonna like her. They don't care about the music.
Yes.
All right.
But let me throw this in there. I hope we all realize she ain't going nowhere because she got she graduated from some film school, and I guess the Red Hot Chili Peppers caught her video and liked it enough to now they actually got her filming their lead video for their new album that I guess came out Tuesday or comes out this upcoming Tuesday. So she ain't going nowhere.
I don't know.
Say that again, though.
Yeah, I heard that idea got canned too. It's like,
oh really?
Point. You know, and you read the reports from her first two shows in New York, and it's like not good reviews. Now I haven't seen it, so I can't judge her live. But she's getting bad reviews, and it's like, what y'all thought she was going to get on stage and blow you away like Nas or something? I really thought she was just going to get up there and just be dope. Come on, man.
Absolutely not.
At the end of the day.
Right. I heard that, and that is why for Star Saxon, for Mean Dope Green, that is why I wanted this roundtable. I love that, y'all. I love that. So yeah, we gonna get into a couple more songs real quick and come back and continue the conversation. We gonna get into my boy Mean Dope Green, a song called Opera Towers. This is off his Hard Hats and Hand Grenades. You gotta check this out. And then we gonna get into Jay-Z and Kanye West, Illest Mother Alive. So we gonna Mean Dope Green, Jay-Z and Kanye West. So we're going to come right back. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir. On my inaugural visit to Miami, we did it way bigger than I ever could imagine. That city left a tattoo on my man. The city left a tattoo on my memory, man. Yeah. And I'm staring at the ocean from the penthouse balcony, yelling fuck the world and any clown that got it out for me. I just want to high five God, asking to kiss my sister, give a pound to B-Folks and chemo, tell him I miss him. I can see Danny back spinning on this marble floor. This is life, all I'm missing is two dice. Give me one mic, I control any crowd. Club arena, room full of seniors, I got too many styles. Miami nights be wild, so twisted and live. My camera gotta tell me what happened, I don't remember shit. Niggas can brag all they want, but right now I'm living the life that these niggas want. The view gorgeous, her body flawless. I take a picture just to make the haters nauseous. Yeah, I'm hella sick, 55 flights up like I'm hella rich. Nah, I'm just a nigga with an ill drive and a mean flow. I can rhyme for hours, not tonight though. Tonight, we gon' enjoy the power of this view. Welcome to the Opera Towers. South Beach flow, memorial hoes, a lot of tropical bodies. I'm in the cut with a pina colada. The bra told me it's $35. Not a problem, I need another one. Mama, this ice water. Sackville to the capital of cocaine. They built a city on the back of the dope game. Port of Miami on Hammy, I'm out of your range. All drinks spiked in the bra's hot as propane. Fuck the past, make love to the future. Being at home in any element is crucial. We got the tour bus on the strip flagrant. Ice cream bitches with they ass out chasing it. The view gorgeous, her body flawless. I take a picture just to make the haters nauseous. Yeah, I'm hella sick, 55 flights up like I'm hella rich. Nah, I'm just a nigga with an ill drive and a mean flow. I can rhyme for hours, not tonight though. Tonight, we gon' enjoy the power of this view. Let's bring it down. Welcome to the Opera Towers. Time ticks, I let the dice flip. Moves this random. Plenty red wine, colorful plates of salmon. Mama, we doing it. Them suckers tried to ruin it. Saying my name in vain was only ballooning it. Now I'm eye level with the clouds. Mother Nature on my arm. Underdog monologue, calm before the storm. Under eyes of the law, we perform top level. No disguising at all, still in my Levi denim. El Haj Malik Denny, bulldozer rap, white henny. Real niggas and of course the right women. Another win for the Sackville slugger. Indeed, ice water multiplying with my brothers. The view gorgeous, her body flawless. I take a picture just to make the haters nauseous. Yeah, I'm hella sick, 55 flights up like I'm hella rich. Nah, I'm just a nigga with an ill drive and a mean flow. I can rhyme for hours, not tonight though. Tonight, we gon' enjoy the power of this view. Welcome to the Opera Towers. Towers.
Y'all gon' need me before I'm gonna need y'all.
Thank you. 1985 white Lamborghini Countach, two of them. I need a slow motion video right now, 'cause I'm moving in
slow motion,
feeling like Hype Williams shooting a nigga, gooping a nigga, hey, hey, hey. I need a slow motion video right now, hey, hey. Damn, baby, pussy can't be your only hustle, unless you bad as Naomi Russell. I mean, a lot of niggas got money, so basically, Russell ain't the only Russell. Russell Brand, Russell Crowe, 0000, a whole lot of O's. What you after? After money? You in line behind currency, yeah, you after money. Bulletproof condom when I'm in these hoes. Got staples on my dick, why? Fucking centerfolds. And I swear to God, they so cold. Got a nigga in Miami wearing winter clothes. I got my fur on, feeling like Jerome. She got a fur too, we get eyes in her on. Don't look at the jewelry or get your blur on. Too close, you comatose. So dope, you overdose. Get back, you over close. Load, oh, a hood of sun, and then I bless them with that polo. Niggas is making music, and then my first solo. Colo Jolo, sponsored by Manolo. TGS Epinodos, ready for some photos. Yeah, and I'm cold, bitch, please try to keep the door closed. Line by $1,000 tee with no logos. Let me show you what I see when my eyes close.
Take it how you want to a nigga dead.
I'm the illest motherfucker alive.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Whole world aiming at a nigga head.
Because I'm the illest motherfucker alive.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Hola, King Ho, I'm exactly what the fuck you think. 11 in the row. Bill Russell rings, Michael Jordan swag. Y'all think Michael Jordan bad? Nigga, I got 5 more rings than Michael Jordan had. Elvis has left the building now, I'm on the Beatles' ass. Niggas say watch the throne, yeah, it's like the Beatles back. BB, my yoga owner, Riri, complete the family. Imagine how that's gonna look front row at the Grammys. Fuck your walls like Eddie Murphy's couch. The rock is in the building, we should've stayed in the house. I don't even know what we doing here. Seems to be a complete waste of gear. Just a fucking waste of time, a complete waste of bottles. Niggas fashion is weak, they be wasting all the models. Got the oversized rollie, let me show thee how to do it. I say it, then you see it, it ain't only in the music. Basquiat's, Warhol's, serving as my muses. My house like a museum, so I see him when I'm peeing. Usually you have this much taste, you European. That's the end of that way of thinking, nigga, never again. Know when to leave when the heat is coming, I learned that. This is where De Niro would be if he ain't turned back. Fuck Sosa, this hover, this is real life. This is what the ending of Scarface should feel like.
I need a slow motion video right now, 'cause I'm a winner.
Slow motion, slow motion.
Feeling like Hype was shooting a nigga, scooting a nigga. Hey, hey, hey. I need a slow motion video right now.
Slow motion,
hey, hey.
Slow motion, slow motion.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. So we are back, and I'm loving this high, and not even Blaze and I, sometimes we get in conversations about this, so we don't like to say, and sometimes I'll say highbrow and Blaze will say, no, nah, man, it's not highbrow, this is just, we educated, so we talk, we happen to be educated and love hip-hop, so this is great conversation here. So now I want to go into a quick little round of word association, y'all, so bear with me. We it's almost as if we're in therapy and I'm holding up the ink blot so you don't tell me what you see. I say something. So now the first one, and so this is gonna be for you, Star Saxon. So when you think of lyricism, if I say lyricism, tell me what you think.
Cali, I gotta say AC alone. I'm old school like that, never forget him.
Okay.
East Coast, I gotta come with my nigga Nas.
Okay. In Mean Dough Green.
California right now, I would say Kendrick Lamar. And okay. For the East Coast, I'ma always go with Nas.
Okay. Blaze Rock.
You know what? Straight up. For Cali, you know I'm going with V-Nat. No, I'm lying. Okay. I'm fronting real bad. Nah, you know what? For Cali, I would have to probably say Kendrick Lamar because, man, my man is about the only body, in the mainstream, I guess you could say, or in the eye that's really, really, really bringing it, and everybody's starting to take notice of him, and he's, you know, super dope. You know what? It's hard for me to say on the East Coast, man. Because, I mean, I know Nas is ill and all that. But at the same time, Nas has a habit of disappointing the hell out of me. So it's hard for me to claim Nas for much of anything. So I'm in my own way, I think I'm going to just defer that answer right there. Because it's like the East Coast in general right now is like in a state of flux. So you have a lot of MCs that you know can bring it, but right now is not the time for them to rap that way.
Okay.
And we all love Nas, but we all know that Nas will come between albums and drop absolute insanity. And then when it's album time, you get some weird off the wall wannabe commercial, but I still like y'all type thing. And I can't.
That's very true. That's very true.
Man, I just saw Illmatic live, so.
Yeah, see, I was gonna say, that's the thing is when he gets you.
My mind and shit.
Yeah, he gets you when he's not doing an album. But when he starts working on an album, you be like, what the fuck are you doing, dog? And then back to it, he'll drop that out. He'll drop that song where you be like, oh man, this dude is. Oh, so yeah, so right now I'm gonna just defer for the time being on the East Coast.
That's why I like Kendrick Lamar. That's why I like Kendrick Lamar, and I hope he doesn't get on that bullshit when they put his album together over there.
Yeah.
Seems like when they start putting albums together, here we go.
Yeah.
Nigga can't just rap no more. You gotta start doing some, you know, weird radio song that don't even sound like the dude, and it's come
techno.
Over, bro. It'd be so annoying.
Some techno dance fusion, futuristic garbage, and then everybody's supposed
like,
to
word?
Go for it. You'd be like, who? They'd be like, yeah, that's Kendrick Lamar. What?
For real?
Yeah.
All right, now along those same lines, now this because you have Doe, because you've worked with this artist, I'm gonna let you come last, and this is kind of strategic here. But all right, so Blaze, the name is Raekwon. So when I say Raekwon, what do you think of? Blaze, you go first.
I think 500. I think 500, because there's four albums. And there's four albums that everybody, you know, that everybody pays attention to. Or nah, he's actually batting about 625. I'll say 625. Because you got one of the greatest albums in hip-hop, Only Built for Cuban Links.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a chunk of my life. I'm going to just straight say it that way. The Purple Tape, you know, everybody has a moment that they remember about that album. All right. Then, dude lost his mind, his flow, his concept, ego, whatever you want to call it, whatever that happened. The next two albums are not good. Then he decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to sequelize. So he drops the Only Built for Cuban Links 2, great album. He drops the Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang, decent album. So I'm going to say he's batting about 625. Dope, 625.
Okay, and Star Saxon. So Raekwon.
The most densest, complicated language by Coastal. I understand he's 40 shit. Sometimes, Ray, I gotta take a 2-unit class to understand what the fuck you think. But when I understand it, I'm the most enlightened nigga in the world and I flip the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm gonna just say, I think his lyrics are just fucking dense and layered.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and so finally with you, Doe. So me and Doe Green. So when I say Raekwon, because I know you have, I mean you know, dude. So when I say Raekwon, tell me what you think.
It's just kind of weird for me because
I done watched them create so much. You know what I mean? I was there for a lot of the Woo Forever album. I was there for the whole Cuban Link 2 album, Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang, mixtape stuff. It's just the way the dude is so dope, because the way he creates is just, you know, I can't even explain it. You have to see it for yourself. And the way the songs come together and the words, and like my man said, the slang and the way he puts stuff together, he'll say basketball and he's talking about dope or something. I don't know. The way he does it and the way I see him do it, and that's who he really is, which really makes it more impressive to me.
Okay.
Because you got to think about, Cuban Links came out in what, 95, 94, 90, 95?
96.
Think about how long that is. You've been on the road, you've been making money, you've been creative, and you're still creating stuff like Cuban Links 2, Shaolin vs. Wu-Tang. Yeah, Immobility and the Lex album.
Yeah.
The Lex Diamond album. Yeah, they were a step down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knows. But see, the dope part about that is he knows that. We have conversations about this. But for him to have three great albums, And Cuban Link, for me, the first Cuban Link, I still listen to that, like,
today.
I know him.
Yes.
I still listen to it. It's just crazy. So for me, man, he's just a great artist. Like,
yes.
Bad and average, I don't know, but I know that dude gets on stage right now and still brings it. Like he's just starting out.
Hey, remember,
let me make sure we all know that shit came out in 95. I know that for a fact.
95, right on.
I got a fucking ticket for jaywalking to go to the warehouse to buy that shit. On my lunch break. 95, sometime in August. It might have been fucking today. It was sometime in August of 95. I got a jaywalking ticket for jaywalking in the crosswalk with the light green with the hand saying don't walk. And I still got a warrant for my arrest for not paying that shit.
Hey, hell yeah. And you called it, though, August 1, 1995. That's what it is.
Yeah, it was real. August 95. I'd never forget that
shit.
That's real. Google that.
God.
I know that for a fact.
I still trip off him to this day, and I say this, I've never seen nobody work that hard. I'm talking about, like, I'm busy, but let's say this, while he was on the road, he can't even fucking wash his ass. He got to do an interview, then he got to go record, then he got to go perform for an hour and a half, then he got to go back to the studio and do more interviews. The way he works is, I haven't been around every artist, but I know that dude is a work, his work ethic is crazy.
All right, I like that. So, as I said, it was strategic. So we're going to go into another couple of joints. So we have Mean Dough Green featuring Raekwon, Planet Asia, and Nicotine, right? Did I pronounce that right?
Nicotine.
It's called Blue Ribbon. And then we're going to go into a track by Glasses Malone called 211. So we're going to get into this Mean Dough Green track featuring Raekwon, and also get into a Glasses Malone track. So we're going to come right back and listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jonathan Doe, it's yours, nigga.
Yeah, yeah,
it's yours, nigga.
Eat that, Lord, eat that.
You know what it is, man, your brothers.
Over in Cali, we went uh-oh. Over in Cali, we went uh-oh. New York, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere, we keep it cloudy.
And it's still diggy shorts and white beaters. Hat cocked, the side meetings, briefcase, disguised Ninas. Luvium, Spanish sangria, sensational senoritas. Keep the crowd at attention, I be spitting true serum. Left lane, night train, I deliver. Stamp liquor, vet game, cash cow to these wiggers. These, I don't get them. Passport, finna fill it, salmon. Phillips in the skillet, dead press, poach of the Bellini boys, kill him. South Sac to the mouth of the Mississippi, brown trips. South Cali, the Lady Liberty's lips, foul wrist, long dips and side dips. No chips, can't touch the rings, ropes hella thick. I think I'm Slick Rick. Late bloomer, and this is my life after. Pitching bars, bagging broads, man, I'm sorta like a trapper. I was trapped in the nosebleeds, a nigga couldn't see shit. Now you need binoculars to keep me in your screen, bitch.
Up in New York, we went uh-oh. Up in New York, we went uh-oh. Up in Cali, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter, anywhere we keep it cloudy. Up in New York, we went uh-oh. Up in New York, we went uh-oh. Or Tuscany, Atlanta, Chicago, Miami.
Montgomery. It don't really matter anywhere we get money.
I'll be soon at 5 in the morning. It's a lot time. My mind reacts like a cock nine. Cock diesel shit. Stop lying. Y'all niggas ain't active. My whole style splashing. Track smashing. What's happening? Them don't nada. Holla, I'm a globe trotter for the dollars. Crumble your toastotter. And then I blow the spot. Notice I niggas blowing cop. When it comes to planet and dough, we rock. Boss of the camp, vengeance is mine. I'm pushing the line with a nine in the name of Oscar Grant. Off the Kush plan, I push plans. From Iraq to Iran to every slave trade island, it's on like twin shotties with bodies. Roundhousing and wallies, rolling up Maui inside the Audi. Nigga, this is Cali, and all my killers bout it. True to yours, medallions, king of the valley.
Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Cali, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter, anywhere we keep it cloudy. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Down in the south, we went uh-oh. Or Tuscany, Atlanta, Chicago, Montgomery. It don't really matter, anywhere we getting money.
200 EX is parked up. Barked up, violators disappear, get chalked up. We cave niggas hold grilling. Name all my kids, rate 4, 5s, and 6s. Flicks like a villain. Pen and write 8 colors. Flowing through a lake in a Benz hover. Thames rubber, we flowing against others. Rolling Lynch brothers. Donna ball, cassettes and checks. I'm 88 like Heineken's and Beck's. I'm rich, love flexing. Catch me in Texas with a Mexican. Strong arm and homeland protection. Jury is the next shit. Stretch it, don't get out of place. I will erase, blow your project shit up. You fucked up. We like a machine getting cream, like the reserves get you stuck up. And everything I write, I'm puffed up. This is not a bluff, fuck the Wu regime, Sergeant Tough Luck. Yeah, nigga. Word up, nigga. Throw you out a motherfucking flying car, nigga. Word up, man. Put you in a little Louis suitcase, nigga. Fuck with us. So real right here. Jonathan Dolex Diamond. This is serious. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Ice H2O Vatican shit. Yeah, nigga. You know what it is, Lord.
Over in Cali, we went up. Over in Cali, we went up. New York, Texas, Toronto, or Maui. It don't really matter anywhere. We keep it cloudy.
One.
On the beach, Desert Eagle to your part, better be cool. And this motherfucker bark like a beagle. Woo. Big sex on the track, make the beat move. G smooth as doggy dog in his pup prime. In the beat, guarantee I only fuck dime. Couple gallons in the trunk, motherfucker rhyme. So either way, rap a trap, watch cuz shine. Why? Cause it's more than one way to make paper stack. Put the Mac to the back of curator hat. Jack dude for some shit he did in 9 straight. And get some shows off the shit. Crime pays. Blame me for the California crime rate. Me. Don't like me, nigga, fight me, all that crying gay. Gangsta rap starting to sound like Kanye. Even worse, now they dressing like Andre. So how the fuck they talk tough is beyond me. Show enough, motherfucker, sweet as pound cake. So run your tape or get sent up to heaven. G Malone in his bitch. That's what you call a 211.
Are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
Are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
Even if you help the nigga skull,
hey Mac, run your shit too.
I lay my boss on the floor.
Yeah.
Now let me show you how to get it over 4 life. Murder beats ought to give a nigga 4 life. Murder geeks, I done took so many folks' life that I'm a zebra. You working on your 4th stripe. Woo. So let it go, let me show you how to flow right. I'll put a sick instrumental before life. Cause 4 fives have a nigga on some dumb shit. And I dump quick for your snares and your drum kit. Don't let your love for your loops get your lungs split. Use a father, think about your son, bitch, cause some shit ain't worth a nigga life. Like getting worked up when I'm working on the mic. Just let it ride and make peace with the realm. G Malone in his bitch. Hit what you call it 211. Yeah, the pound in my niggas, but I burnt them. Put a pistol grip pump till they stern them.
blah, blah, nigga bow down. Run shit from the ghetto to the cow town. Smith and Wesson to a smile, what now, clown? Heard the gang full of beef, I'm about to chow down. And it's tough, you don't know what I've been through. Hanging in the hood kept me sharper than a Ginsu. Ever felt like the whole world against
you? You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We are deep in the heart of the roundtable panel. Now, real quick, this is on the roll call. Make sure that you support DubCNN Radio Networks. You know, you have DubCNN Radio with J-Double. Don't forget you have, obviously, Microphone Masters Radio Show. You can hit us up, Mike Masters, MikeMastersRadio at gmail.com. Just Google Mike Masters, Microphone Masters Radio Show, and you'll be able to find all the places and hit us up. So tell a friend and tell a friend, because we're about to really start pushing like never before. But so once again, we with Star Saxon, Mindo Green, your host Blaze Rock, and Jay Love. Now, I got a quick question, y'all. Now, if some of y'all remember, maybe not, and hopefully this will maybe bring it back to you. Back in the day, rock artists banded together to support some struggling farmers and really to kind of give their support. It was called Live Aid. The question is, do you think something of that magnitude, because different rockers, it was Tina Turner and all kinds of different folks got together to support big type of big undertaking. Do you think something of that magnitude would work in hip hop concerning maybe lending a hand to inner city school programs and the likes? I know, for example, Mr. Fab in the Bay, he's doing something coming up real soon here where he's, I think it's a basketball tournament, and he's trying to get, he's having some hip hop artists that are from the Bay that are going to be supporting. I think Too Short is one of those and everything, to try to help lend a hand to the inner city with giving them backpacks and to give them some school supplies and whatnot. But if we took that and kind of took it to the third or fourth power, do you think something like that could be successful in hip hop? So I'll start with you, Blaze.
No. Nah. I mean, you know, I'm gonna say no, but I'm not gonna be sarcastic. I'm gonna just say I don't believe so, but I do believe so at the same time. I think it entirely depends on who's involved. It entirely depends on the age group of the folks who are involved. I think it also depends on the sincerity involved, because I mean, I think a lot of hip hop artists are involved in, you know, different community opportunities, community service, benefits, charities, etc. And I think a lot of them do that without, you know, much fanfare. The problem is we have a lot of people who are quote unquote influential in hip hop right now that have the intelligence of of a light pole. And then you have a lot of people who are on this ignorant mentality where everything is about them and they're only doing things that benefit them and, you know, the I'ma do me society type thing. So I think it can work, but I think it really depends on who's involved. It really depends on the people who are genuinely involved and wanting to do things like that. Because, I mean, people like Lupe Fiasco, you know, does stuff for the community and for the people all the time. So I don't think it's really, you know, unheard of. But I think for it to come together in something of the magnitude of Live Aid really would depend entirely on the people that are involved.
Okay, so, Joe, so what are your thoughts on that?
Kind of just to continue his statement, it definitely depends on who's running it. Mr. Fab is a good dude, and actually, when you started to talk about it, he popped in my head. The backpack drive is actually today in the Bay Area. I don't know, man. I honestly just want to be optimistic, and I hope it can come to that level, because it has to at some point, because we rule the kids' minds. Mm-hmm. If we start doing more things like that, then obviously maybe their outlook will start changing. I actually just talked to a community organizer in Rancho Cordova over here to start doing the same thing around my neighborhood. So I think it can happen, but you got to get the big boys involved. The big boys have to be involved, and they have to want to be involved.
Yep. Right.
They can't just do it to say they have the name on it. You know, just to go on from what he said. I feel the same way. If the big boys aren't involved, it won't turn over. It won't have the turnover effect. And I always thought of that. It had to be like a free concert, something crazy. You have to give back in a major way for them to, for even the kids to start listening at all. Just that's to right. Get their ear. Just to get their attention. Because that's really what they lack. They lack attention. They lack attention in the worst way. So what do? It's just the same thing. They go and do stuff to get attention. And then they realize, they, come on, man. Now you're really messing up. Now you're under the eye of the law.
Right.
But what Fab does in the Bay is unprecedented for Bay artists. He really steps up, and he really steps up in the hood. You know what I mean? I don't care what people think about him as an artist. I don't listen to Mr. Fab every day.
Right.
But I respect the hell out of dude for what he does. And he actually inspired me to go talk to that community organizer.
Okay. I like that.
So, you know, I hope it could get to that, man. I don't know.
All right. So, Star Saxon, what are your thoughts, man?
I don't think it'll work. But I just say that with this in mind. Every rapper that's worth $1 million that ever has gone down on tax evasion or lack of paying taxes, the stupidest mofos on earth.
Yep.
Because all you got to do is start a nonprofit to get back to the community to offset your tax liability. It should be mandatory once you start balling to do it. It don't make no fucking sense. Fuck you going to wind up owning a government, 100 G's, $1 million, you ain't pay your taxes, and all you got to do is have your money, people, how you start a nonprofit from your hood and just give the fucking shit back in books. You don't wind up owning half that, it's not a quarter.
Well, a lot of the time, people don't give a shit anyway about their rappers.
Right, I mean, because like you said, they got theirs.
Yeah. They don't care about helping the rappers maintain longevity in society. They look at them as...
I would say...
If
they understand that on a personal level to say, you know what, I'm going to just make a ballpark figure. If I made $5 million this year, it's in my financial interest to open up a nonprofit, give back to the community so I got to pay Uncle Sam all that money. And if everybody thought like that, like once you get this plateau, it's mandatory in the hood for you to start a nonprofit. Whether collectively we say, I can do that, or in hip-hop community, yo, your paper ain't straight because you ain't got no nonprofit offsetting your taxes. And then when everybody understands that, then the bigger question will be, yo, we're going to be like Buffett. We're going to make this shit large. We're going to mad nonprofit, get mad tax fucking shelters that actually get back to the hood rather than just being selfish looking out for myself. So they got to start piecemeal with these dudes understanding not just how to make money, but how to keep money.
That's right. You know what I mean?
And when they understand how to keep money, they understand the system is set up for you to keep as much money as possible by giving as much money as you know
as you can away. Exactly. So,
they don't understand that yet. I mean, I think maybe Jay might be there. I don't know if Kanye's there. Puffy, he make all that money, and I don't even think he understands it. I mean, he could have, what did he get, $10,000 to the DR, and he gave like $100,000 to his kid?
Yeah.
That's a bad business decision, Puffy, one of the few people I've seen you make. So I don't think collectively hip-hop's like financial conscience is there yet to be like philanthropist is what we're saying. And I think you have these small episodes where cats are doing it. But, you know, once people understand collectively that you need to fucking give back to save your own money, you can look like a god to the community and still keep yourself papered up.
Absolutely.
And that's how it goes. See, I like
it's the same mentality. It's the same mentality, though, that'll make somebody just go buy a chain before they go buy a house.
Yeah.
Same thought process. Right. Exactly.
It's like, because we want to...
Of course, they're not thinking in the long term.
We want to impress the wrong people. And I think that, you know, I think sometimes when we're younger, especially, and when we're the type of person that's influenced entirely by the music and the entertainers and the TV actors, et cetera, we see around us, we want to impress the people who are interested and influenced by that. We don't think about, let me influence that kid who doesn't know any better. Let me be the difference that somebody's able to get some level of knowledge, some level of change from. We want to prove to everybody that we're the bomb. That's why we spend so much time worrying about haters as opposed to worrying about the people who actually love us or the people who, you know, the people that can gain something from us. And so that same mentality extends to the same thing. I need a chain. I need the biggest, brightest, craziest, insanest, foolish, coonish chain I possibly can get so that you know that I'm rich, as opposed to let me go here, buy this house, let me go here, invest this money, and know that I'm rich and I can help other people. There's no better level of wealth than being able to use that wealth to make other people financially stable.
Well, I like that. And on that note, we're going to get into a couple quick songs. I had to do this. J Love featuring Mendo Green, absolutely, absolutely. So we're gonna get into that, and also Inmates, which is Lady of Rage, RBX, Corrupt, Daz Dillinger. It's called Tragical. So J Love featuring Mendo Green, and then Inmates, and we're gonna come right back and we're gonna send y'all out. But this is Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
A hitman, they call me K. killer, just plain killer. But my Stella bars got them dusting off Malone and wine cellars. Call them Stella. Stella. I drive a streetcar named Desire. Ride the lightning, master puppets like a Mars propeller. Possess drive to move forward. Whether rocking on stage or jump to CEO corporate. Color my color, exchanging for dollar. And if the price is right, we here popping in Guatemala. Hola, give me the one bienvenido. This boom bap translates to all my brown peoples. Piper play the flute, we play MP3s. Promote the revolution with DJs and MCs. Show guns like RTC. If the message you spit sounds suspect to me, my partner told me we were blessed to breathe. So I give my thanks and ensure the moment sees. Absolutely, check the method. Flows this time reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack weapons? Reverses that lack effort. Absolutely, check the method. Flows this time reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack weapons? Reverses that lack effort.
I say absolutely. See, all I need is a little boom bap and a doobie. I'm from the era of original hip-hop lifer, loyal to my craft, no bite, mass criminal. Here we go, yo, I'm finna rock it like a tugboat. Drop the beat, it's nothing, talk box stereo. Come from the gut, from the gutter, MC, no sucker. Sucker rappers like ducks, I fuck them. No popcorn, I got nothing for the pop charts. Concrete found date, opposite of Pop-Tart. Innovative sound, I'm about to art on my sleeve. You can get it all here like a Walmart. Say I ain't hungry, my stomach don't growl, they bark. Atomic dog, hip-hop, wherefore art thou? I gave you my life, you birthed me, then left me breathless. I'm so restless, man.
Absolutely, check the method. Flows this type reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack records? Reverses that lack effort. Absolutely, check the method. Flows this type reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack records? Reverses that lack effort. Welcome to my hit parade.
Come on in.
My veritable buffet of pros. Perfected a half empty shows.
Right.
Meticulously penned with the help of fermentation. Hands free devices and over libation. And lest I forget my muse. The hard rock lands of dudes on the block that seem half amused. When I tried to sell CDs for $5 and they sipped them all liquor fluid.
Man,
said,
bump gangsta music.
You lost my fuel, my pain, my tool. To adjust my presentation for those that act cool. Look at me now, an example of perseverance. Spitting over tracks that require sample clearance. Relate with the crowd, my terms of endearment. And when I get to Vegas, I'm heading to Rhino Spearmint. Or vice versa, I'm tipsy, so shoot me. But tell the doorman you came to see me, cause I'm bringing it. Absolutely, check the method. Flows this type reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack records? Reverses that lack effort. Absolutely, check the method. Flows this type reckless, I'm killing them by design. Why should you be subjected to all these whack records?
They roll down to the crawl in my moccasins. I radiate heat like a moccasin. Up against me, you are not the one. Step on my plate, get eight, octagon. Inmate, get it straight, nigga, optimum. Let's get it cracking, what's happening, what's popping, son?
A little wheezy,
easy, oxygen. I get to Buck George Washington. Dollar bill, y'all. After bank like Mr. Drysdale. How you jackasses think you fucking with the Clydesdale? I got enough rhymes to fill you all's last space. You all ass like RuPaul's Drag Race. Rage on the mic, bitch, I'm a milestone. Watch me hang you out to dry like Calgon. And I'ma milk the fucking game till the cow's gone.
Don't get mad, Betty step to crash. Green lights to go mean that's your ass. Bet that I'm status, what could I bring? 2G trying to run free like Shawshank. Don't get sawed up, he quick to gank. In the shallow grave, cop just found stink. G for speed, was back into the wind. Kick back with your knife to hold you falling in. Goddamn right, so bitch, fix your makeup. Earth finna shake up, it's fixed to break up. Most sequel plays like Rocky or Cocky. Nope, I ain't worried at all. Eat my dick, wanna see me ball? He bleeds the block till the Reaper call.
We go, blah, blah, damn.
Hit you
but they call me famine. Tyrannical cannibal angel andum. Hades, 80s baby andum. Pyro hydro, I know animals. Dance is Kong, I'm the Rilla. Body bag filler, nigga, Godzilla. Rage is rage, pure and under. Dope to rady fury on a killing spree, nigga, inmates roar.
It's a killing spree, we drop 1 million more. The inmates, we back with a vengeance. Dragging them down throughout the trenches. Give a fuck what the judge sentence. See, I get them by the mass and torch them. Slaughter they dance and burn it down, then I scorch them. Murder plots, glory, inch of more. You ain't built for this nigga to rough, rugged, and roar. Hardcore.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. I want to say it's been enlightening. It has been wonderful. I want to say thank you to the roundtable panel. Star Saxon, thanks for coming through, man.
Word.
It's Mean Doe Green, man. Thank you for taking some time because you are a religious worker. You have that real high work ethic. So thanks for taking some time out of your day for stopping on by, man.
Anytime you holler, man, I'm here.
That's how we do it, man. So, Blaze, any last thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts, man. I'm still trying to get this device, man, for $100. Just, man, everybody else is going crazy. And, you know, every time we do our show, I always end up saying something off the wall at the end. But that's what I'm on right now. This device was released something like 6 months ago. HP decided in all their brilliance to discontinue this device and the support for this device that is about $500 normally. And in discontinuing that service, they fire sale everywhere these devices for $99. And these are, these are basically top of the line hardware, you know, touchpads with the web OS operating system on them. And so I understand that in some places there was 25,000 in stock, and that 25,000 was sold out in a matter of 20 minutes. So wow. I'm over here. I got one in my cart right now at Amazon, and you know, I'm just trying to make sure it actually goes through. So that's what I'm on right now. But you know, but hey, on the real, I have to say this is dope. I enjoy the opportunity to, you know, to build with some folks that listen to more music than my arch nemesis Gucci Mane. And have a collective vocabulary that extends further than nah saying, nah mean, and you feel me. So, you know, I can't complain a bit. I'm happy.
Indeed. Well, I want to say thanks again. We're going to have to do this again, y'all. And I think when we do the part two, we're going to bring the same folks back or something. Maybe we'll just add it, make it a big party line and add some folks to it. But I think y'all will be the foundation of it. So thanks again. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN. We'll see y'all next time. Are you kidding?
Yeah.